Audio Recording St. George presents Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted. Written, produced, and edited by Adele Park. Narrated by a full cast.
Welcome to the Naval Utah Department of Motor Vehicles. Please take a number and wait until you are called. A directive from Gertrude Fletcher, head of the Naval Utah Department of Motor Vehicles. Part 1.
Now serving 247. 247, please step forward, quickly. I don't have all day. Actually, I had eternity, but I like to run a tight ship. The new intake looked nervous. They all do when they wind up here. Name? I already knew it. Blue McKenna. I didn't look up when she answered, shaky and sad. I'd helped her before. Live side, so to speak. I never forget a face, even before I started photographing everyone as part of my job at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Naval Utah. I still have the same office, making the space so inhospitable, even the cramped conditions of the outer realms of the DMV couldn't entice anyone to work back here. Besides never forgetting a face, I have an almost eidetic memory when it comes to personal details. Though it had been a few years since our last encounter, I remembered Blue McKenna to be compliant with the law, at least as far as the privilege of operating a motor vehicle is concerned. Blue wasn't one of those hyper-organized types who showed up weeks in advance to renew a license. Nor was she like her twin sister, Moon McKenna, late and unreasonable. I'm a professional, which means I don't play favorites. I have a job to do. Blue sobbing about the premature baby extracted from her body wasn't going to sway me. "I've got your file on my desk," I said, nodding toward a 2-foot pile of documents neatly tucked in manila folders. "There might be some actionable cause I can argue in your defense to reverse this situation." Blue had stepped out of line, opting not to complete the walk towards the light and all the resting in peace it has to offer. Instead, Blue hovered around her premature child, releasing a cold, virulent breeze that made the nurses at the hospital in Naval uneasy. I'd briefly met with Blue at her funeral to advise her of my services. She didn't remember seeing me at the scene of the crash. I think the cat, the one they call Skitters, saw everything, possibly even what caused Blue to ram her truck into one of the ornate pilings on the bridge at Juniper Hollow. Next!
In case you haven't noticed, you've been ghosted.
Chapter 1. Skitters the Cat.
Blue McKenna is dead. We're talking basting the formaldehyde turkey, definitely done dancing, given up the ghost kind of dead, complete with guts on the ground. I had the displeasure of watching Scotty Sphincter root around in Blue's belly as he fished out Rudy, their 7-month-old baby. I can't unsee this, you know. The little tyke endures a gruesome, premature passport into the world, and his reward for surviving is to get slapped upside the head with the name Rudy. It was short for Rude Boy, a term Blue called him as a joke during her pregnancy. No one's laughing anymore, sweetheart. If I had a dead rat to snack on for every time I'd fantasized about Blue McKenna going permanently out of print, the entire rodent removal industry would be history. With this glorious moment now upon me, I'm strangely unsettled. I wondered if I was just missing the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?